Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. My dad is the local historian for the ranch, and he reminded me that it was 11 years ago this week that the lights went out in Nebraska. You might call it the perfect storm. First, we had a wet snow that was the right consistency to stick to everything it touched. As I remember, not all that much snow. Then later in the night, the wind came up from the north. By morning, almost every utility pole that was in lines running east and west had been laid low, and it did not take long to realize this was more than a local problem. Hundreds of square miles from Burwell area down through McCook was affected. In just a few hours, we saw 50 years of electrical progress come to a screeching halt. The first reports were that it might be 6 months before some of the non-essential lines, such as pasture wells, were restored. When the scope of the disaster became more evident, the effort to cope rose to the need. Crews from all across the country descended on central Nebraska, and while it seemed like a long time, if you were without juice, looking back, it is truly amazing how fast things were hooked up. What is also amazing to me is that this was accomplished with no serious accidents. With every farmer and rancher suddenly needing to add electrician to their resume just to figure out how to hook up a generator without charging more line than you intended, working in a hurry and cutting corners, and not having anyone get hurt, gives a credible argument to divine intervention. Of course, there's nothing like a disaster to inspire a cowboy poet's creative streak. I thought we would dust off one that I put together shortly after the lights came back on. I simply call this one REA. I was fixing fence on a warm April day when a big white truck comes up the highway. They wave as they pass as if to say, "Life is great if you work for the REA." Headed back to town, why, it's not even 5, can't be late, oh sakes alive, they might take their sweetheart for a drive. What an easy way to dry your pay, those bass fishing boys at the REA. With that fence I sweat and strain and wonder if I have a brain. Ranching can be a physical drain, and I feel each ache and pain. Then my mind begins to rattle. Why do I fight fences and cattle? Why, every day is another battle. I'd go roping every day if only I worked for the REA. That very night it began to snow, and a cold north wind began to blow. Morning sunrise did clearly show miles of line had been laid low. It took all day to tend the stock without the aid of electric shock, pumping water for the herd and water for the flock. When I crawled in bed at the end of the day, I prayed for those boys at the REA. By day 5 I'm feeling blue, 'cause critters to tend I had quite a few. Find a generator to hook a tractor to, one more extra job to do. The power crew came from Valentine. This was great, this was fine, soon they would come fix my line. They got within a mile, late in the day, loaded up the trucks, went the other way. On day 10, a local crew with poles and digger and wire too was working like there was a job to do. And I was tickled, 'cause I just knew that we had seen our darkest hour, and soon they would hook up the power. No more peanut butter and milk that's sour. When the lights came on, they drove away, and we said thanks to the boys from the REA. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Why, just think, if the power had been out this week, this program would not have been possible. And if my local lineman got upset and shut me off in the middle of that poem, I might not be on next week. Hope they wrote it through to the end and that they come back next time. If you get a chance, visit the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. And please join me next time for another edition of homegrown.